The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. I want to thank you for joining me for this episode in which I will introduce you to a wonderful basil variety. It's called Pesto Party, and it will be your solution to a bunch of problems. So basically, if you've ever had a generic, you know, buy it off the grocery store shelf Genovese basil plant, as opposed to like a Thai basil or a Greek basil, these are the ones with a kind of oblongy fat leaves. If you've ever grown those, really, you have some issues every summer. You probably had the same issues that I have had. But I've been growing these pesto party plants going on 3 months. No, actually, 4 months. I could not be happier. And that is because this variety solves the three common basil problems that I get every single summer. And here they are. These are the problems. The problem is typically Genovese basil plants, the generic ones, just can't tolerate cool weather. All generic run-of-the-mill basil plants I've ever grown just do not grow well in spring. They usually turn a yellowy chartreuse color, and they don't grow at all. They can be in the pot or in the ground for a month or more, or until the very end of June, and they don't even consider greening up or growing. Pesto Party, you know, did the same thing when I first planted it, which was probably in late May. It didn't really, it turned a little yellowy, it didn't really grow, but then the plants really did begin greening up and growing in early June, several weeks before the other plants ever would have, believe me. And not only did they grew really well. Once they started growing, they took off. The second issue I typically have problems with is disease in my basil. I don't know if you've heard of basil downy mildew, but that's become a big thing probably in the last half dozen years or so. And I typically get it by midsummer, which is not good. but with this pesto party, you know, it's now mid-September for me. They've been 4 months in the garden, and pesto party hasn't had an inkling of disease of any sort. And that's because this variety has been bred to have an intermediate resistance to basil downy mildew. So you might know what basil downy mildew looks like. It's a little wet-looking brown spot that develops kind of into a blackish spot with some fuzz on it. I'm not saying that they have terrific resistance, but intermediate resistance. They will possibly get it, but, you know, I'll take intermediate over nothing anytime. Also, Pesto Party has intermediate resistance to fusarium, which I have not seen that on my plants either. If you've ever had basil plants that develop like a browning streak on the lower portion of a stem, not the hardening part that you get late in the season where the herbaceous stem kind of turns woody. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a brownish streak in the stems. And also, another symptom is yellowing and malformed leaves that slightly curl. That's fusarium. I have not seen that because Pesto Party has intermediate resistance for it. So that's good. Thumbs up. And then the other issue I typically have is, you know, there's nothing more annoying than a basil plant that starts to flower long before it's time to, like, give up the ghost and die. Or maybe it is its time to die. You just don't want it to. You still have several months left in the growing season. And that is, you know, typically what happens with basil plants. To keep the plant going, and growing, you need to pinch off every flowering stalk. That's no matter what plant you have, you have to pinch off the flowers so it keeps growing. But even then, even when you do pinch off the flowers, those new leaves that emerge are smaller and they're a bit tougher, especially in the texture of the leaf. Not really very appealing. It's not the soft, luscious basil leaf that you want on like a caprese salad. So this is all a sign that the plant wants to flower, reproduce itself, and then die. Pesto party is very late to the flowering party. It's a very late flowering variety. And like I said, it's mid-September for me, and it's still going strong without one single flower that I've seen so far. Nothing. It's great. I bet that plant will keep going because it is cool weather tolerant for at least another month. Fingers crossed. And there are two other things that I really like about this plant. Just, you know, minor things that probably only I like. But for me, I like that it's a tall plant. I've been harvesting leaves from this plant from the bottom up. For me, it's just a lot easier to pick off the leaves when the plant is tall rather than wide. Maybe it's just me. And the second thing I like about it is it has a ton of leaves. Literally, well, not literally a ton, but it has a lot. I have harvested the plants several times, several large batches to make several large batches of pesto. And I've also picked individual leaves here and there for individual dishes, salads, things like that. And you wouldn't really even know that I've taken anything from them. It's a great looking plant. I'm so happy with it. All in all, I love this plant. I love Pesto Party. And this is the variety of basil that I will be looking for exclusively when I shop for basil plants in the future. And I suggest you do too. No one's paying me to say this. I love this plant. That's it for now. And I hope you give Pesto Party a try. And if you do like it, let me know about it, okay? Meanwhile, you have a great day in the garden. Thanks.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.